Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you, and today I have a pretty good topic for you. It's one that's actually, it's been bothering me for a very, very long time, so I'm very happy to do this one today. I want to talk to you about dangerous steroid and performance-enhancing drugs, information from pros and trainers, the infamous. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't yet, please like, share, subscribe, comment. Listen, any interaction with the channel, it's phenomenal for growth, and that's going to allow me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. Now, today's video is sponsored by letsgetchecked.com. Now, letsgetchecked.com specializes in at-home blood testing. It's very simple. Go to the website, pick out whatever test that you want to order. They're going to ship them to you extremely fast. Once you get the kits in the mail, you got to register them online, provide your sample, ship them right back. They have numerous tests to pick from, pretty much anything and anything for men and women. Once they get it back, you're going to get your results extremely fast. They're going to notify you by email. They have doctors and nurses there that you can do Q&As with on questions, concerns, whatever. So it's fast, efficient, reliable. Letsgetchecked.com. Coupon code Jamelli30 is going to save you 30% off. All right. So this topic is, it's extremely, extremely important. I really want to stress this. And I want to preface this because a lot of times when somebody does a video and if they don't say this and make it clear, it sounds like we're talking about every single last person in said group. So when I say all the pros and the trainers, that doesn't mean 100% of them. Okay, because I have some very close friends that are trainers and pros that I respect highly that definitely know what they're talking about. But when we're looking at the majority, and I'm talking the high majority, you have to be so careful when discussing any kind of steroid advice and PED advice from either group. I'm going to separate them here. So let's start with pros. Now, look, you look at a pro, it's just like let's take an NBA player, for example. Let's say you've got some of the best, and in your view, whatever, this is not a debate on the best basketball players ever. But even Michael Jordan, who I think and I feel is inarguable as the best, but that's another story for another day. One of the worst owners you've ever seen in basketball, meaning just because he was the best basketball player of all time does not make him a good executive, does not make him know how to run a team, and does not mean that he knows how to pick the right players. As amazing and phenomenal, and I think he's the best athlete that ever lived, doesn't do jack shit when it comes to this, when it comes to seeing, understanding the players, you know, how to structure a team, all of this. But he was the best, so he should know everything, right? Well, the same thing goes with pros. You see pros that are just jacked to the brims, huge, I mean, damn near, you could argue, perfect bodies. I mean, there's no such thing as perfect, but you get what I'm saying. So immediately, the thought is, well, geez, I want to do whatever they're doing and listen to whatever they're doing and da-da-da-da-da. Here's the problem with that. Maybe do a little bit of research on what happens to these pros later on in life when they're not bodybuilding anymore and we're not, you know, doing what they're doing and what happens, quality of life, how their bodies end up looking. My point is probably a good 90 to 95% of them end up into shrunken nothings or just having nothing but health problems, feeling like trash, looking like trash. So just because a pro looks great at this time, and I hate to be morbid, but we've seen so many of them pass way too early as well. Just because they look good at this time does not mean they know what they're doing whatsoever. In fact, most of it is adverse on what anybody should ever do. And I see cycles that people bring to me. Well, my friend, the pro, gave me this cycle, and I'll look at some of these things and go, dude, this is abnormal. Like, veteran steroid users won't even consider doing some of these cycles, and you haven't even ran one yet. I mean, the things that I see laid out and drawn out, and it's not just even steroids, with SARMs, with HGH especially. I see pros told me to run 9-10 IUs. I mean, just insane the things that get recommended. And there's for a variety of reasons. You know, one, a pro maybe wants to save face and tell somebody to do something and it doesn't work because it's too weak or doesn't go up to expectations or doesn't make them look like, whatever. or they just simply don't know what they're doing. Because a lot of pros is just give me anything under the sun. Let's get fucking big. Da 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 da. And there's absolutely zero care about tomorrow. Shit, there's no care for a couple hours after the they just don't care. It's all about I want my pro card. I want to go brag to the bros or whatever, which I'll never understand either. Call me crazy, but the last thing that my goal is ever to do, and that's why I've always told everybody that comments or makes comments about my lifting or whatever, dude, great, because the last thing I care about is impressing a bunch of fucking guys about how I look. It's the last thing on my, I mean, that's got to be on the lowest of the lowest of the lowest of cares that I personally have. You know, so I'll never understand that concept. But the point is, a lot of these guys have zero care, zero concern, zero knowledge about what they're doing, what's going to happen to them later, and they certainly don't care about you when they're giving you that kind of advice. Because if they did, they wouldn't put you in that kind of harm. So just because a pro looks huge or looks great right now does not in any way, shape, or form mean what they're doing is right, good, smart, wise, healthy. You could run down a list of terms, and it's none of them. Then that brings me to the infamous trainers. Okay. I can't speak for every trainer because, shit, I was a trainer, and look at me for the knowledge base. But let me tell you something. Some of the things that I hear and see get passed around from trainers, and you'll see oftentimes if I get these questions, I'll go fire them immediately. And look, I'm a small business owner in the past. I support small businesses everywhere. I mean, you could even consider what I do now a small business, considering that it's like private coaching, that is technically still a small business. I'm talking about owning a gym, which didn't work out because of COVID. But, you know, I have a deep appreciation because especially where I'm from and everything, it's comprised of small businesses, people that I really care about, that I support. Even if I don't go eat at their restaurants, I try to, and I'm not the richest guy in the world, so I can't just hand out money. But when I've had extra, when I've done well on certain months, I go help people out or buy food there or whatever, even if I don't need it. Give it to my family or whatever because I don't need a lot of those things, but just to help them. So the last thing I ever want to do is call out for a firing. But some of these coaches absolutely should be fired because a coach or a trainer, one, does never, ever advise or coach somebody on something that they don't know about or not versed on, not qualified for, etc. You know, I do a lot of blood work monitoring for a lot of older men and women especially. And I'm not a doctor, but I know with that, and they trust me enough with it, with certain blood works that I can analyze it and tell you top to bottom in a matter of minutes, which I can. I don't claim to be a doctor, and I make that very clear ahead of time. But, you know, as a trainer, I will always preface it with, I'm not a doctor, I'm not this, I'm not that. And these trainers are certainly not telling these guys that are coming to me and posting these things and talking about them on videos and etc. some of the things that get passed around. They don't know what they're doing or talking about. And a lot of trainers, in the hope of continuing to keep your business or look good, will tell you to run everything under the sun because, oh, it's going to get them big, it's going to get them huge, they're going to think they know what I'm talking about. Some of these things that these, and a lot of it, I'll tell you, is a lot of my international following that sends me a lot of the guys internationally that the trainers have no clue, and they're so careless and reckless. I used to get a lot of it from guys in India, especially that it was, I mean, man, it's like a epidemic over there of bad information. And I feel so bad because I have a lot of followers there and a lot of love for those people over there. I have so many like Indian friends and that I grew up with that are close. And I know they regard me highly and I regard them highly right back. So it breaks my heart sometimes to see like the things that they go through that they get advice. And that's even more prevalent everywhere. I mean, and not just overseas. Here, I see it more and more and more, more so than I ever have. And it's scary. And I'm going to do another video that talks about the anti-aging clinics as well and how wrong they are. But listen, when you hire a trainer, use them as a trainer, meaning have them train you for whatever that purpose is, whether it's, you know, for weight loss, lifting, your personal trainers, your PTs, your dietitians that are technically a trainer in their regard. You know, your whatever person's teaching whatever class, that's fine. That's what their job is and that's what they're qualified for. They likely wouldn't have that job. But be very careful listening to the advice, because some of the things that I get said are just off the wall. And like I said, a lot of them, they just want to make sure that you look good and so that they look good and keep your business and just tell you to do whatever. When in all actuality, they're going to lose your business because they're going to hurt you. Just be very, very careful. These two so-called coaches and whatever that I see advising all the time, super dangerous. Please be careful. Please watch what you're doing. Do plenty of research. If something doesn't right, it doesn't sound right to you, ask. And chances are, not always, sometimes things, you know, and I've had this happen where I'm like, man, that doesn't sound right, but it is. Take, for instance, a betting line that looks crazy, but then you find out, well, there was a reason. So, but ask if something feels wrong, you know, and go with your gut. So it's your life and your health. Remember that. So that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.